We're back on the line with Lavinia. Welcome back, Lavinia.
Hey, Tom. How are you going?
Yeah, we're still here. We managed to get past that break there. And look, I'm going to be looking for that episode. We were just talking about that road to recovery because, outstanding stuff. But talking about yourself now, you wear a lot of hats and you run a lot of different things. And look, I know COVID has thrown a few spanners in the works because you did have a couple of plans for Generation Ag, and there was a few other things that were going to be taking you over east until these lockdowns happened.
Yeah, we did have a road show planned for the second half of this year. We're really excited to go over east, but we would rather hold off and wait until we've got all, I guess, the coast is clear, if we know when that will happen, and get over there. But we have just reached 50,000 downloads with the Generation Ag podcast, so it's doing really well now. And it's just going to new limits. And we've also got a brand new partnership with RB Sellers, so we're the newest ambassadors for them. So we've got some exciting things that will come up with them over the next 12, 18 months that we can't speak too much about, but you'll know when it happens. So yeah, we've got a lot on the go. It's very exciting.
That is very exciting. It's so nice to see how much Generation Ag has grown. When did it start?
We're about 18 months old. So October will be 2 years old.
Yeah.
And we started very grassroots with almost nothing. So yeah, it's really exciting to see how much it's grown. And it's really amazing how we see people who have the stickers on their cars, and every event we go to, we have people who come up and they talk to us about the episodes they're listening to. It's really special, Tom.
It is. It's so nice, and I'm glad that you get that feedback and that you can connect with people at field days and things like that, where they can come and say g'day and just talk to you about those episodes, because it's really, yeah, it's one of those things. Podcasts took quite a bit of time to take off in the ag space, and I feel like they're really gathering momentum now. But great to see that you and Kayla were both there sort of spearheading the operation in a way.
We're trying to. We just think that it's so important to tell people's stories and get them out there and just really give people a platform where they can share their opinion and their life story and what they're doing, because there's so many different facets to the agricultural industry, and I think a lot of people will get that out of our podcast. We don't just focus on broadacre, although that is a major focus. We focus on all industries of agriculture, and that's a really important story to share.
And of course, now just from your own business point of view, it crosses over very nicely, as we're seeing just with our last conversation there about the RRR network. They're now branching into podcasts as well. And super, super important stories. The road to recovery, talking with all those regional women impacted by those different events, especially Cyclone Seroja. It's just, it's another example of how that podcasting medium's really come a long way to telling those stories.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're really understanding in the agricultural industry now how important storytelling is, and that it is such a main way to create awareness for your business, to create awareness for the industry, but also it just shares how genuine our industry is and how authentic as well. And that's what people in ag love. We don't want to be sold to. We don't want to be pushed at things. We just want to be genuinely told a story, and that's how we can communicate as a community.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And in closing there, Lavinia, if there's a small business out there listening in at the moment, Lavinia, and they're interested in finding out more about that podcast space, you're obviously a great person to talk to about that, as you help manage and run and do all those things yourself as your own business. So what would be the best way for people to get in contact with you if they have any questions along that line?
The best thing, you can email me on my email, which is lavinia@generationag.com.au, but you can also just Google Lavinia Ware, if that's the easiest thing. And I've got my website for my PR and social media business. You can contact me via that as well. So wherever you find me, all social platforms, if you type my name in, you'll find me there as well. So happy to answer any questions. And yes, we do help people with their podcasts and their social and marketing strategies as well.
Wonderful. Well, look, it was great chatting with you this morning, Lavinia. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Tom.